Proclamation number 0833 of 28th of March, 1939. Arrogance. Faith paired with sharpness of mind. Unspeakable misery is caused by people's lack of faith, and even if the Heavenly Father in His mercy would like to control the misery through obvious evidence of divine activity which is intended to make it easier for people to believe, it is a futile effort on the part of people who are imbued with their value. The Lord enters every person's life in so many different ways. Again and again they are given the opportunity to enter into a childlike relationship with Him. And if people would let their hearts speak more and listen less to what their intellect advises them, humanity would truly be better off and its faith would be far deeper than it is now. Man is not to be taught who seeks to explain and dissect everything intellectually. Intellect without faith is to be valued at zero. Faith alone will be pleasing to the Father in heaven, but faith coupled with intellectual acuity is beneficial for the human being beyond all expectation, for only now will the right light shine for him, only now will he stand at the source of all wisdom, and his heart will widen in the realization of what abundance of spiritual goods is now offered to him and how successfully he can now use his intellectual acuity, which is inseparably connected with profound faith. Therefore, the source of wisdom must be constantly drawn from, for a spring which is opened for humanity to refresh itself will not run dry unless it rejects everything and does not appreciate the refreshment and strengthening offered to it. The greatest error and also the grossest offense against divine order is people's self-conceit. For truly the lever cannot be easily applied there. He who is small and thinks himself great also loses all appreciation of the value of truthfulness. He who is not thirsty for truth in himself will also never be able to judge and will not be able to distinguish truth from lies, if it is offered to people as a spiritual good. Whoever wants to assert himself and his reputation first and foremost is not at all interested in fathoming the truth. More is the truth inconvenient for him, since it first demands self-knowledge and the human being would have to descend from the high pedestal he has ascended himself. And thus only the one who respects truth as the highest virtue can stand in the light, for pure truth can only be received by a truth-hungry person, and this with deepest humility of heart. God's grace does not approach arrogance, yet anyone who lives in humility is always and forever in God's grace. And thus the human being must first recognize himself, and this realization must make him aware of his own nothingness, then the human being will humbly bow before his Creator and the divine grace will not be withheld from him, which helps him to stand in the right light. Amen.